It's the radio segment who came up with an idea to create a waterproof smart speaker, but it completely flopped because he named it Moist. It's Laser Stories, the segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser, and those other vinegar pops just don't. His first laser stories out of Sudan. A passenger plane was cruising at 30,000 feet when the pilot and co-pilot heard a bizarre noise coming from underneath the flight instrument panel.
Oh, God.
Oh, heck no.
And that's when the pilot crouched down to see what was happening and was subsequently attacked by a stowaway cat.
Oh, my God!
What?
Can you imagine?
There was a cat not expecting that.
Imagine hearing that, you're at your seat and you just hear rare, rare, rare. What's going on?
Would it really change the movie Snakes on a Plane if they did cats instead?
And this cat was not only feral, but it was also angry. I say that because when it came out, it lunged at the pilot, clawing him and biting his leg repeatedly.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
The guy flying the plane.
What
great.
What do you do with it?
Oh, my gosh.
The co-pilot was so shocked, he tried to run to the steward station and grab a broom.
Yeah.
But when he reached for the cockpit door, the cat attacked him as well.
Oh, no, she didn't.
The cat's got hands, dude. Or paws, I guess.
Yeah.
And after that, the cat made its way into the main cabin, where it attacked and pounced on more than half a dozen passengers.
Whoa.
Still not the worst flight I've ever been on. Eventually, the entire crew gave up on catching the rogue feline, and they had to make an emergency landing to save themselves.
Oh my gosh.
Officials said the plane had been parked for cleaning overnight the day before, and the cat most likely found a concealed space in the cockpit to sleep before being jostled awake when the plane went into flight. This next laser story is out of London. 50-year-old Jason Harvey loved to sing, and unfortunately for him, his entire neighborhood knew it.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, singing's great.
Because he would hold DIY karaoke sessions where he'd belt out renditions of ABBA and other big 70s hits.
Oh.
But the big problem was his loud singing triggered 150 noise complaints in just 6 months from all his neighbors.
That's a lot.
Damn.
People did not enjoy that.
Apparently, he wasn't a very good singer.
Yeah.
One guy who did not want to be named said, "It's been a nightmare. I dreaded Saturday nights. It was so loud, and his singing was so terrible."
Oh, poor guy.
Another added, "It's like having a disco below you, and it's not just him. Sometimes he has guests as well, and they all sing, if that's what you can call it."
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Noise officers received specific complaints about renditions of Dire Straits' Sultans of Swing, along with the Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton hit Islands in the Stream.
Oh, man.
I love that song.
Big karaoke songs, you know? So, a little pitchy, though, apparently, when he sings it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. What happened with all those complaints? Well, Jason was prosecuted and fined almost $4,000 for being a terrible karaoke singer.
What does that mean? Because, Jeff, you're like a pro karaoke singer. Does this mean you
They pay me money. And after the ruling, he said, quote, "The noise was only on Saturday nights when I fired up the karaoke machine. And I say it's a crime if you're going to bed before 11 on a Saturday night."
Oh, yeah. Party animal.
This next laser story is out of Hartford, Connecticut. A 36-year-old woman, who's only being identified as Jane, was roaming around a local yard sale recently when she came upon a white bowl adorned with paintings of blue cobalt flowers.
Sounds pretty.
Jane was an antiques enthusiast, she knew when she came across the piece that she thought it could be something special. So she bought it for $35, and then she took it to an art dealer who appraised the bowl for $500,000.
Yes!
Whoa!
Oh, that's amazing. This is going to be an unpopular opinion, but do you feel like these people are stealing from the original owners of the bowl? Like, just because this couple didn't know that it was worth that much and was an antique specialist, like, you just ripped them off.
Finders keepers. You can go back here. Here's 10 grand. There you go. Thanks for that.
Yeah, I guess. But they don't. Yeah.
It turns out that was a rare 15th century Chinese artifact from the early Ming period.
Oh, my gosh.
And it's about to go up for auction at Sotheby's.
You know it was one of the kids' favorite, like, macaroni table or like cereal.
Yeah. Well, you know those grandparents are never going to live it down. Mom, I can't believe you sold that.
According to the auction house experts, it's one of only 7 such bowls known to exist in the world.
Oh. Wow.
And it's still a mystery how it ended up at a yard sale in Connecticut. The experts say it's possible it was passed down through generations of the same family who just didn't know how unique it really was.
My family hands down Tupperware. Okay.
You never know, Jose. You never know.
This next laser story is out of Big Mouth headquarters. Have you ever been talking with someone at a party or at a work function and thought to yourself, man, this is going on way too long.
Yes.
How do I stop talking about whatever this is we're talking about?
Yep.
Well, turns out you're not the only one who's bad at that, because according to a new study out of Harvard, we're all terrible at knowing when and how to end a conversation.
Did I do that?
All of us?
Everyone.
Okay.
The researchers found only 2% of conversations end when both people wanted them to. And only 30% of conversations end when one person wants them to. The rest of the time, you both feel like it's going on too long, but no one knows how or when to break it off.
Can we just be more direct then? Like, do you feel like this is, we've passed our time? You feel like we're,
Well, that's rude. So here's what they say you should do.
They say,
quote, you might as well just leave earlier at the first time when it seems appropriate, because it's better to leave them wanting more than less.
Okay. They're taking a breath between sentences. Yeah. Gotta go.
So got that. Keep your conversation short. Get out as soon as there's a good opportunity.
Okay.
And speaking of ending things quickly.
Oh.
I need you to wrap it up there, Mr. Turtle.
I guess I wanted more because that was only one suggestion.
Laser Stories is done.
Okay, well, I guess.
Still waiting.
Jeff decided.
And okay, finally, my goodness.
Oh.
That means Laser Stories is done for the day. We're going to do it again same time on Monday.